Smoky Broke, Randy Thraves is the co-owner of Smokin' Hot and Saucy. Sounds very intriguing, doesn't it? So Smokin' Broke, it is back in June. So don't miss out on the best barbecue, live music and family fun in the Hunter Valley. Make memories at Broke's favourite festival. Now, when it comes to truly transcendent barbecue, there's one technique that reigns supreme, and that is low and slow cooking. I have got a lot of friends who absolutely love their slow cooker, and my brother-in-law's one. And he lives up in Queensland, and yeah, he just absolutely loves cooking particular slabs of meat for the better part of about 10 hours or so. But rather than me rabbiting on about it, let's have a chat now to Randy. You there? Hello, Randy. You there?
Yes,
that's
hi,
better. Sorry. Yes, I've got my L plates on this afternoon, doing afternoons for the first time. So I'd love to talk to you about. Tell me about Smoky Broke. So how did that all come about? What's the history of it?
Well, I'm originally from Texas, and so I can say my husband and I, we can pretty much sum up our whole business is because while I was pregnant, I was hungry for food from home, and so
as you do,
I was homesick, and he built a smoker in our backyard at the time, and then we started selling at markets, and people loved it. And then at that time we were living in Mudgee. We moved back to the Hunter Valley, and we already had been in love with Broke, and we went back to live in Broke. So we actually made it off of a competition that we used to go to in Texas, and we said, this would go really well in Broke. And we pitched it to the local committees there and things, and everybody said, wow, we'd really like something like that. And they weren't quite sure about it, but the first year we did it, we had sold like 200 tickets, and then all these Australians came out, and they absolutely love barbecue in Australia, so it works really well.
If there's one thing that connects Australians with Texas, it's definitely barbecue. So how many years have you been doing this now for?
This will be the sixth year.
Wow, that's awesome. Have you found that it gets bigger and bigger every year?
It does get bigger every year. We had 1 year off because of COVID, but
of course, yeah.
It's really great because there's not a lot of events. We're a small family ourselves, so we've got three kids, but there's not a lot of things that families can get out and do, and this is one of those events that you can bring the kids, there's things for kids, you can bring, it's daytime, it's not, it's just people having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're coming together, this year we have a Strongest Man competition, a woman, they're doing some things. We've got live music from all of, local, we try to keep it very local-based.
Yes, yeah.
We can support, and especially after the past few years, we realized how much and how important it is to support your local area.
Absolutely, yeah.
We try to bring people, we have a lot of people from Central Coast, from Sydney. We've got teams from all over Australia coming. So if you've ever watched those Pitmaster shows, as there's all these great things going on, there's also some competitions going on. So
tell me about the Strongest Man and Strongest Woman competition. Is that one of actual physical strength trying to lift stuff, or what's that?
Yeah, they do these like lifting things, and it's really fun to watch. And it's great to see that how much work and the passion that these guys have and the fitness level that they have.
Yeah, wow.
They eat a lot of protein, so it's really good for me because I sell barbecue. So.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
We pair up pretty well there.
Yeah, and what are your favorite sauces?
Well, I have a whole range of sauces myself, so I'm going to be biased because we do jam on sweet barbecue sauce, and it won some awards in America and here, and it's actually my grandma's recipe.
Wow.
It's been in the family for a couple of generations now, and whenever we started the barbecue business, she gave that recipe to my husband and I.
Yeah, wow.
And so,
do you sell it? Do you actually bottle it?
Yeah, we sell it.
Yeah,
we
awesome.
We have a whole range of rubs and sauces that we mix, and we kind of played around and did some food science and stuff and created our own product line of rugs and sausage. Mm-hmm. We were all of our things were finalists in the recent ABA awards, so and we won Barbecue Rub of the Year.
Wow.
And we've won Barbecue Sauce of the Year. So
that's awesome. Now, have you seen the movie The Castle?
I feel like maybe.
Okay. It's a very, I'd say from someone from overseas, it's a very acquired taste. Very famous movie that was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek a look at the concept of a man in his castle. The family was trying to be evicted by the large corporation. And anyway, so it's quite Australian, very, very funny. But there's one beautiful scene in it where the central character, Michael Caton, is doing a barbecue and he picks up a sausage that is burnt to a crisp. I mean, this thing was just... and he says, "Who wanted the medium rare?"
It is funny because, well, that is what Australia typically was. The first time I moved here, my husband said, "Let's go to a barbecue," and it was burnt sausages.
And yes,
it happens. So,
yeah, that's it. And I'm one of the main offenders. Whenever I do a barbecue, I'm really paranoid and I'm really quite afraid that I'm going to serve out, meat that's just not cooked, that's raw. And so I kind of err on a little bit, too far, and say, sometimes I go a little bit too far, and it's as tough as a boot. But then your sauces come in and it marinates them nicely.
Well, you should definitely come out this weekend, because one of the main attractions at the event is we have our demo stage, our barbecue masterclasses are going on.
Oh, perfect.
The whole weekend.
Yeah,
so
that's
tons of classes. You can learn about brisket, you can learn about pork, you can learn about ribs. It's a great way to go, and you can see all kinds of cookers going. We have rotisseries, we've got offsets, all kinds of cooking, and we showcase different brands of products and everything as well.
Yeah.
So it's a really great way to figure out different
to start,
ways.
To start, Well, as I said in the intro, friends of mine are right into that whole slow cooking and, cooking something for about 10 hours. So you've convinced me. I'll have to come out on the weekend and have a look. So is it on the Mondays? Well, no, it's only the Saturday and Sunday.
No, we have a Friday night lunch party.
Mm-hmm.
With Hurricane Fall playing, and then we have Saturday and Sunday are the big days. On the Friday night, just kind of a concert and a get together, trying to bring people back, because we're so lucky. The visitors who come, some people started with us back in 2018, and they've come every year, and
they've
been family and more family. And it really is like
bring more and more people.
Best barbecue.
Wonderful. There's nothing that brings people together like a meal. And I think you're doing a terrific job. And who's your football team over in the States? Oh. Is it they used to be called the Houston Oilers, didn't they?
No. Yeah, they did be the Houston Oilers, but I'm a Dallas girl. I'm a Dallas Cowboys.
Ah, you're a Cowboys. Ah, well, you've been in the wilderness for quite some time.
It's true, but when you're born a Cowboys fan, you just stay that way. So America's team.
Yeah, no, I've got a lot of American friends. I've said it on air many times. In fact, you just remind me. You sound exactly like because I've got a daughter with a rare genetic disorder, and I've met a lot of parents. And there's one particular parent that comes from Texas, and you sound almost exactly like her. So, all right, all the very very best for the weekend. So, do you want to tell everyone the website to buy the tickets?
If you just look up Smoke and Broke on Eventbrite,
mm-hmm.
or go to smokeandbroke.com, we're doing good on our Google Analytics. So if you just put in Smoke and Broke somewhere in the internet, you should end up there.
It'll find it. And children under 11 are free.
Yeah, I think it's children under 13 are free. So
yeah, cool.
So it's a great way to bring the kids out. And 13 to 17 are very discounted as well.
Yeah, that's it. Awesome. All right, good on you, Randy. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. That's Randy Thraves. She is the organiser of Smoke in Broke. It's all one word, smokeinbroke.com, if you want to make your way to that website and make your way to Broke. Now, Broke is it's a great corner of the world, and it actually hosts quite a lot of these sort of events. And I know that there's definitely an Italian festival that used to be out there, Little Italy or something like that out in Broke. And, of course, COVID interrupted a lot of these events. But, it's back. It's this year. year. It's this Saturday, this Sunday. Fingers crossed the weather will all hold out. And as she said, she's also the co-owner of Smoking Hot and Saucy. So she's got some terrific sauces and to sell on the day. And I love those stories of when those sort of, you know, recipes are passed on from family to family. So it does say here that children under 11 get in entry free. It would be good, yeah, to actually have an adult with them. Don't just drop off your 10-year-old child and just say, go in there and keep yourself amused for quite some time. But, yeah, what a great thing to have in our own backyard.